بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، respected elders and dear brothers, continuing with the incident wherein the leaders of the Quraysh had requested from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to create a special gathering for them to turn away those who were regarded as the lower class of society, the downtrodden, the weak from amongst the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had thereafter reprimanded Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam for entertaining this thought and for wanting to do something like this. Of course, as we had mentioned, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was sincere in his intention. He was desirous of the iman of these people, and this is why he felt that he would create a special gathering for them and give in to their request. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam otherwise, that do not chase away these people, these so-called downtrodden and weak from amongst your companions, but rather you should address them with love, with kindness, with care. As we had discussed yesterday, that فَقُلْ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was commanded to initiate salam, to make salam to these sahaba radiallahu anhum, or to begin by greeting them first, and thereafter to give them hope in the rahmah, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ Allah has ordained mercy upon himself. He has taken it upon himself to show mercy. Now in today's verse, continuing with the same incident, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is being commanded to now address these Quraysh, these mushrikeen, who had put forth this request to him. And these mushrikeen, these Quraysh, continued to worship their idols. They were staunch idol worshippers. They were not really prepared to give up their shirk. And we know one of the requests they had made to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam as well on a different occasion was that when they realized that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam will not give up calling towards Allah and calling towards Tawheed, so they suggested to him that why don't we have some type of hybrid religion where we will worship your Allah sometimes and sometimes you come and worship our idols as well. So in this way we will keep you happy, you keep us happy. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam here is commanded to say to them very clearly that قُلْ إِنِّي نُهِيتُ أَنْ أَعْبُدَ الَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ Indeed, I have been prohibited, I have been prevented by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from worshipping that which you worship other than Allah. So this is something that you are doing, and there is no way I can follow you, and there is no way I will worship your idols and those things that you ascribe as partners to Allah. And the reason for this, قُلْ لَا أَتَّبِعُ أَهْوَاءَكُمْ Say to them that I will never follow your desires. In other words, what is Nabi alayhi salam saying here? That your deen or your worship is based on desire, ahwa. The word ahwa here refers to something that is merely following the fancy, the whim, the desire of a person. It is not based on any proof, any dalil, any hujjah. It is not something that makes sense aqlan, logically, to a person also. And as we can see, logic would demand that the creator needs to precede the creation. But here we know these people were born, they became adults, they grew up, they learned different skills, and then they created their deities, their idols, they carved them and they fashioned them themselves. Logic would demand that that being who has life is superior to a being that does not have life. Logic would demand also that the creator should be a means of protection for the creation. But here these mushrikeen had to protect their idols. If any dirt fell upon them, they had to wipe those idols, clean those idols. So, لَا أَتَّبِعُ أَهْوَاءَكُمْ I will not follow your desires. قَدْ ضَلَلْتُ إِذَنْ وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُهْتَدِينَ In that case, if I had to follow you, if I had to accede to your request, then I would be astray and I would not be from those who have hidayat, from those who are rightly guided. So very clearly, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam puts them in their place that I will never worship your idols, I will never associate or ascribe any partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter he is told to reinforce the concept of tawheed and the truthfulness of the deen of Islam, that قُلْ إِنِّي عَلَىٰ بَيِّنَةٍ مِّن رَبِّي Say to them that I am upon a clear proof from my Rabb. In other words, our deen, tawheed, the worship of Allah, this is not something based on desire, based on the whim or fancy of any person. But this is something that has concrete proof, and we have mentioned in the past as well that when it comes to the deen of Islam, when it comes to tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is something which is proven through logic as well. Even if we had to leave the Quran aside, or the hadith and the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam aside, and speak to a person purely from a logical point of view, then true tawheed and the oneness of Allah is something that can be proven. That you cannot worship, as we had mentioned, you cannot have more than one king in a country, you cannot have more than one driver in a car, or a train, or any other mode of transport. There has to be one person calling the shots, one person who is in control, or one being who is in control. In the same way, when it comes to the functioning of the skies, the earth, the universe, there cannot be more than one being or one deity that is in control. Just as an example, which is mentioned in the books of Aqidah, if there were more than one deity, and today, for example, one decides that it needs to be a rainy day, and the other decides that it should be a sunny day, and it should be dry, there should be no rain, what is going to happen? We can imagine the chaos, we can imagine the conflict, as though there would be explosions going off in the skies at every given point in time. Because more than one person can never be made to make a decision. There has to be one person in charge. So, إِنِّي عَلَىٰ بَيِّنَةٍ مِّن رَبِّي I am upon a clear proof from my Rabb regarding Tawheed and the oneness of Allah. وَكَذَّبْتُمْ بِهِ And you have rejected it. مَا عِنْدِي مَا تَسْتَعْجِلُونَ بِهِ And you keep on asking me to bring the adab and things like this. So I do not have that which you are hastening. You keep on asking me, ask Allah to punish us, ask Allah to send His adab if you are truthful. So this is not within my control. إِنِ الْحُكْمُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ The decision only belongs to Allah. يَقُصُّ الْحَقِّ He narrates that which is true. وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الْفَاصِلِينَ And He is the best of decision makers. He will decide when the time is right for you to be punished. But for now, He is giving you respite. And then Nabi alayhi salam tells them that since you make these demands and you want me to bring the punishment, let me tell you, if this was within my control, قُلْ لَوْ أَنَّ عِنْدِي مَا تَسْتَعْجِلُونَ بِهِ If that which you are hastening was with me, in other words, if I could control the adab, لَقُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكُمْ Then the matter between myself and you would have been decided. I would have asked for the adab to come and you would have been destroyed. But of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving respite. وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِالظَّالِمِينَ And Allah knows best regarding those who are unjust, those who are oppressive to themselves. In other words, Allah knows your condition and one day that punishment will come to you. This is now, once again we find the deen of Islam, Tawheed, is what we will say, a natural millat, a creed that appeals to a person's logic, to his nature. And that is why Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we find throughout the ahadith and many of the Makki surahs and verses of the Quran, where these logical proofs for the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are mentioned, to appeal to the logic of the Quraysh and to ask them to then come unto the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.